A word never goes away void. Would you agree? So as we prepare to hear the God's word, I was told by a very wise man that said to me, always have a sermon in your back pocket. And I do. I just don't have it printed off. But Pastor Bruce always taught me to be prepared. So as I was preparing for the season in my own life, in my own Bible study, my wife said to me this morning, you know, we're having these other pastors come in, but nobody's preaching about Jesus right now. So I don't know if God heard my wife's prayer or what, but I've been studying in Luke just for the season. So we're going to be looking at Luke in just a minute. But what I'm going to ask for more than that is your prayers that we hear God's word. And through God's word, we hear what he wants to say to us. So please let me pray first before we even open up the book. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that in my studies, you allow me to speak your word. As we read the word of God, may you move in our hearts, Lord, and prepare us for the season that is to come. And Lord, may not one person leave here without being touched by the word of God. For you have told us your word never returns without void. And I'm calling that down at this time, Lord, that your word touches us. And we pray this together in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Mary, can you do me a favor? Go back and Mike will give you a cordless mic for me. I do much better with a cordless mic. And he'll hand it right to you. But we're going to be looking at Luke 2. So I'm going to be asking that you open up your Bibles. If you have it on your cell phone, Justine, bring it up for your mother. Because I'll be honest, my reading the Word of God is not always the clearest. Thank you. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? How about now? That was a commercial for a cell phone. But even more, I'm excited now because we have to remember this season. What is the season that we're in right now? Advent. And we haven't been talking about what the amazing thing, what Christmas is really all about, is the birth of Jesus Christ. Is that correct? Amen. So we look at this, and it talks about it in Luke 2. But I'm going to skip the first part, because we know the story. And I'm going to go right down to where 2:9. And if I say something wrong and not complete, please correct me. Because God's word should never be said wrong. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Who was the them? The shepherds. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Stop right there for a minute. If you're here, I'm hoping you're a Christian. Not just an on-the-fence Christian. I'm hoping that you're a Christian that believes in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that you have no doubt where your eternal life's going to be. But how many of us can get so excited about Jesus? Do you think these shepherds were scared out of their mind? Do you think their life changed? I mean, think what it's like when we see some great choirs that sing and praise and use the God's words. And these choirs can make us feel joyful in our hearts. And at this time, we even put Christmas music on in our homes to have the feeling of Christmas. But these shepherds seen angels and the singing better than any of us can sing. And we have some talented people here. Their lives were changed. Are our lives changed? Or is it more about the presence? I feel bad for my family. They always ask me what I want. What do you want? I pretty much have everything I do want. But what do we want? We always want something more. But do we realize what has been given for us already? Simeon. Who is he in the Bible? Do you remember? Let's go on. Let's talk about this Simeon. Let me go look for this spot here. Chapter 2, 25. "Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the..." Say that again. "Consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord Jesus Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple court. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms, praising God, saying..." Salvation. "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelations to the Gentiles, and to the glory to our people, Israel." How many of us have been blessed to have visions? It's a blessing. This man was an older gentleman. He knew that he would see the Savior. And when the baby gets put in his hands, how many babies were put in his hands, I wonder, before that nothing happened? But this baby, the Jesus Christ, he knew right then, Simeon knew, this is the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to change the nation. He knew more than the parents knew. Because as you read on, Simeon will talk to Mary about how her heart will be pierced. He could foresee the future, Simeon could, through the visions. And he's seen in this child what the Savior is going to have to do is to give up his life. How many of us realize what Jesus has done for us? I mean, do you really realize? I have a hard time fathoming what he did myself. And as I studied this, I'm thinking of these two groups. Simeon. Think of this man that was very proper. That his job was to be in the temple. And to fulfill the law on circumcising the individuals on the eighth day. And then giving them their name. He would actually perform this on many babies. And think of the individuals that were out just taking care of the commoner. What would you consider a shepherd? Where is he on the pole of importance? Right above slave. I don't know if I'd argue that. But it's very low. Yes, that's true. There's some wise speaking from the body. It says, who is the shepherd? Jesus Christ is our Lord and our shepherd, because we're like dumb sheep, I think. We're not too smart. He gives us the word of God, but do we open it? I want to convict some of you guys. How many of you pour a bowl of cereal and read the cereal box? Don't raise your hand, because I'm not looking to convict people. How many of you open the paper and read the paper or open up Facebook? How many of you read emails? Social media? I'd better see every hand up in here, because I think I've hit on everything that anybody can see. Have you ever texted? Okay. How much time do you spend in the Word of God? Yeah, am I kind of being rough and bringing it home? Yeah. Because it's that important. Jesus is the reason for the season. Simeon knew this. Simeon knew that this baby was going to be crucified. To be able to be the offering for our sins. Not for his own. Because Jesus didn't sin. But for our sins. How many of us are willing to die for someone else? How many of us are willing to help someone else? Your neighbor needs help. Are you willing to go over and help them? How many of us are being willing to be respectful to others? And follow through on your word? Jesus Christ did this in all things. I don't think Mary and Joseph knew who the baby was and the glory. Even though they had angels come to them and tell them, over time, this world tears us down. Do you agree with me or not? I'll be honest with you. Where Justine goes to school, they do not allow media. She doesn't have TVs. Limited access to a lot of things. Why? She's there to spend a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and get to know God better. She's there to learn how to become a missionary. So why have these distractions? What does this Christmas mean to you? Is it about the things? Is it about the food? Number one thing that our family likes is apple pies. I've been known to take them out of the freezer and eat them all myself. Is it about the food? Or is it about the relationship? We had a countdown. Two of them going on at the house. One was for her coming home. The other one's for Christmas. But is the countdown for the right thing? Simeon, all he wanted to know, to see the Christ child. And he thanked God, "You let me be able to do this." Our missionary told us here about what's going on in other countries. Mary, I'm so proud of her. As a pastor, you invest into people's lives. And when somebody does something that's fulfilling, that you're feeling like, that is what I've been trying to tell people to hear, is that we should be going out and sharing the good news. And when somebody does that, I'm proud, like a father. Because somebody heard what I had to say. But my question to you is, what's the reason for your season? Are you excited for it like Simeon? Are you excited like the shepherds to go see this privileged piece to be invited to be at the birth of Jesus Christ? I'm going to pick on you guys because you're the newlyweds. Wait until the next couple comes through. And you guys were pretty excited to get married, weren't you? And it was pretty fun and exciting. As knowing Brandon as long as I've known him, it was exciting for me. And as I got to know Sarah more, it was even more exciting to do this wedding. But I'm going to ask you guys as a couple. I know your faith. And I want you to ask in your own relationship as I ask them, do you think your life is that exciting to know Jesus Christ? Are you on fire for Jesus Christ as much as you are on fire for things of this world? We advertise stuff on TV. This TV, you haven't seen Jim in the back for a while, but he was a wise mentor to me. He told me, the TV is the devil's box. Amen. The devil's box. And I always thought to him as a young kid, yeah, he's old, he don't know what he's talking about. But as I've got a little older, and I see what's on it, and it is like the devil's box. The stuff that comes through there, really, we don't need to see some of that. How many of you guys want to watch a half-hour commercial of Victoria's Secrets? Don't raise your hand, men. Because otherwise I'll have to talk with you. But think about this. Do we really need to see this stuff? And the moral decline. The world niches and takes things away from us. We have to be wise. Wise as Simeon and saying, I want to be focused. Should Christians have blinders on? Yes. Blinders for Christ. We should be as excited for this Christmas as them shepherds were to go. Some of the first to know were commoners. What are we? I'd say we're a pretty common church. Are you excited for this season? Are you excited like Mary? I'd like to see more of us testify that we were able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone else. You want to know how to grow a church? There's no formula. You just share the love. And through the love of Jesus Christ, He will grow the church, not us. So I want you to think about it for a minute. What is the reason for your season? Is Jesus Christ number one? And are you going to be as excited as Simeon? And I'm working on this in my own life, so don't think I'm above, because I'm not. Because as I did this study, I was humbled. Because I'm only a man that's working on my salvation as well. So as the band comes up, take this time to think about not solving the problem now. I don't want you to say, I left church, I did church, and church is over. Make a date with yourself. Take some time to pray through this. Because if you think that you can actually solve it all within the end of this song, you're kidding yourself. This is a walk that you need to prepare yourself for. So take the time to pray through this as I have.